Today on the Daily Gator Daily Thought, oh Canada, after the Toronto mass shooting, maybe terror attack, we don't know what it was yet, they're debating whether just to go ahead and ban all handguns, semi-automatic rifles, etc., etc. Pretty much a total gun ban or very close to it in Canada, which already has very restrictive gun laws and requires licensing and extensive background checks, etc., etc. Why won't the gun grabbers ever learn? Oh yeah, they don't want to learn. They just want your guns. And welcome again to the Daily Gator Daily Thought with me, Doug Hagen of the Daily Gator blog. That's my radio announcer voice for those people who get on the radio and forget they're supposed to do anything but be as obnoxious with their radio announcer voice as they can. We all know what happened in Toronto. A man with a Muslim-sounding name. His family says he was crazy as a pet coon, had severe mental issues. We know there apparently had some, at least some of these toward pro-ISIS videos on YouTube or somewhere else on the internet. So we don't know the motivation yet. But we know that, well, let's take a look real quick at the gun laws Canada has. Via Bearing Arms, Tom Knighton wrote this morning. Canada already has many of the gun control measures proposed after Parkland. The Parkland, Florida shooting with so many other angles other than the firearm that the left and the Parkland kids and all the gun control advocates are ignoring, like letting an obviously dangerous student stay in school and avoid being arrested and having a criminal record. Miami Herald has done some good writing on that, about how maybe that shooting could have been stopped if they actually cracked down on this kid that showed numerous signs of being potentially very dangerous, as he proved to be. As we can see, Knighton continues, it didn't stop the rampage, but undeterred anti-gunners in Canada won't stop just because of a pesky thing like reality. They want to now push for a total handgun ban. Canadian gun control advocates, goal of civilian disarmament. This is from the NRA Institute for Legislative Action. Came further into focus this week following a tragic shooting in Toronto that killed two people and wounded 13, as law enforcement officials were still working to determine where attacker Faisal Hussein had obtained the pistol used in the shooting. Various Toronto politicians called for a total ban on the sale or possession of handguns in Canada's most populous city, and for federal legislation that would ban the, listen carefully, sale and possession of all handguns and semi-automatic firearms nationwide. Now, from semi-automatic firearms, to me, that means, very simply, semi-automatic rifles, semi-automatic pistols. It says all handguns, so that includes revolvers, any shotgun that's semi-automatic. What would that leave? Bolt-action rifles, maybe pump shotguns, unless they can twist the workings of a lever gun would be excluded. But unless they can squeeze a way to ban lever guns and semi-automatic pump shotguns. If they can make them semi-automatic, they would be gone too. Canada's Liberal-led federal government has expressed its support for further gun control and is reported to be contemplating a total handgun ban. Total handgun ban. Now, these are the laws in Canada now. To possess any firearm, an individual must obtain what is called a possession and acquisition license. Licensed applicants are required to provide the Royal Canadian Mounted Police with a host of personal information and are asked intrusive questions about their mental health history and even their current and former conjugal partners. So whoever they're doing a horizontal bop with, they have to reveal those people's names to the police too, so I guess they can be investigated. The applicant must also provide references and show proof that they have completed the Canadian Firearm Safety Course. Further, Canadian law classifies all handguns and certain semi-automatic long guns as restricted. Again, in order to possess these firearms, a PAL, again, that's a possession and acquisition license, applicant must also show proof that they have completed the Canadian restricted firearm safety course. All restricted firearms must be registered with federal government. Now, on this past Tuesday, the Toronto City Council passed a series of what the NRA calls an extreme gun control resolutions. A motion offered by Councillor Joe Cressy urged the Canadian federal government to ban the sale of all handguns in the City of Toronto and prompted the Ontario provincial government to ban the sale of handgun ammunition in the city. Cressy's motion also directed the city manager to explore ways in which the city itself could act to hamper handgun sales. The council passed a gun ban measure offered by Councillor Kristen Wong Tam that urged the federal government to strengthen its proposed gun control legislation in Bill C-71 by imposing increased record-keeping requirements on firearm dealers and prohibiting, listen closely, the availability, sale, and possession and use, of course, of handguns, assault rifles, and semi-automatic firearms in Canada, with the exception of the Canadian Armed Forces, police services, or other entity that is authorized to possess firearms with legal obligation imposed by the municipal, provincial, and federal governments. In other words, no gun for you. Period. If you've got it, you're not going to have it for long, and you're darn sure not going to get another one. And anybody else who might want a firearm, too bad. They want to take all the guns. Certainly it's worked for England, which is seeing violent crime go up. They're now contemplating knife control in England now, because stabbing deaths are rising so rapidly, and violent crimes are... Even crimes with guns are going up in England, but they have draconian gun control laws. And some draconian laws against self-defense. You got to be careful how you defend yourself in jolly old England. Because if you go too far, well, you're just some extremist or something. See, you have to accept at a certain point that I did a few years ago that this is not out of stupidity or ignorance. For some it is. For some it's just this do-anything mentality. Something bad happened. We have to do something. It doesn't matter if it works. Doesn't matter if it makes sense. Doesn't matter if it's rational. Just do something. Doesn't even matter if it works. Just do something. So I put a new bumper sticker on my car or wear a t-shirt and tell everyone how much I care. But for a good number of these people, this is just taking advantage. Let's quote Rahm Emanuel, never let a good crisis go to waste. So they can come take firearm rights away from people. Very simply put, my theory is, and I'm sticking to it, the right are individualists. We believe in individual liberty. The left are collectivists. They believe every right is collective and belongs to not individuals, but the government. And the government can limit, restrict those rights or cease them permanently, whatever the government wants to do, whatever the state wants to do, because that's where all the power lies with the collectivist left, the state. Not your God, not your personal faith, not your own personal will. There are no personal individual liberties. There are no natural human rights. There's just the state deciding what you can and can't do and how much you can or can't do it. That's their goal. That's their end game. Taking guns away, make no mistake, is the biggest step towards that for the left. A disarmed man is no longer a free man. A disarmed society is no longer a free society. And they're using a horrific attack in Canada to push things. I mean, look at what they're doing. Not long before this attack carried out where two people died, and it was 13 wounded, I believe. Could easily have been more dead. It was 10 or 11 people were killed and more injured. From a guy with a van. But yet they're not contemplating how to control vans more closely or give psychological tests to people who want to buy or rent vans. No, that's just a van. Even though that can do far more damage than a gun can do. in the right circumstances. Ask the people that were in Nice, France, when dozens and dozens of people were run down by a rental truck. And other attacks with knives, with explosives. Terrorists and other evil people are going to do whatever it takes. And don't forget, France has extreme gun control laws. Well over 100 people were killed by terrorists with firearms in France a couple, 3 years ago. Remember that? And that's not the only one. The newspaper, the name escapes me. There's a Charlie Hebdo. The people there went in with guns, terrorists, and slaughtered the people working in Charlie Hebdo with firearms. And they got their firearms regardless of any French laws. And you know what? No citizen certainly had an arm to defend themselves with. Think of all the gun-free zones these attacks happen here in America. Almost exclusively, the mass shootings happen in gun-free zones. The bad guy walks right past that gun-free zone, that stupid sign you see with the gun with a big circle and a slash through it because we don't allow guns here. Okay, and the bad guy says, oh, easy hunting grounds. And anybody who does care about their self-defense and carries a firearm, if they carry one legally, into that establishment risks being arrested, risks losing their liberty because they want to defend themselves. That is an ass-backwards thing to do to free people. It doesn't work. Disarming free people does not make bad people into better people. It does not prevent terrorism or murder or mayhem or mad people from attacking and killing innocent people. It only makes their job far easier. And if there are no guns, well, ask the people that were run down in Canada or France or Germany or blown up by bombs or had planes flown into buildings here in America. Ask them if you could, you can't because they're dead, killed by madmen with weapons that they found a way to get a hold of. Gun control is not about guns. It's not about preventing crime. It's about making people feel better that they're doing something. And most of all, it's about control. That's cliche now. It's been said so many times, but it's the truth. Don't ever, ever surrender your rights, folks. And let's pray for Canada that they come to their senses and enough Canadians stand up and say, hell no to this. And in fact, Canada needs to probably push back against their gun laws and repeal a lot of them and bring some more common sense back to it. People are allowed to defend themselves. That is the most essential human right. And now, my friends, y'all have a good one. I have an actual job to go to. Sometimes even pay me. Good night. God bless. Go Gators, of course. College football season is so close. And if you're left, you just ain't right. I will talk to you next time. Take care, my friends.